This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. A somber caravan, including a fire truck bearing a coffin, rolled down Center Street in West Roxbury this morning as thousands of mourners lined the sidewalks and paid their respects to fallen Boston firefighter Michael Kennedy.
Kennedy died alongside Lieutenant Edward Walsh in last week's 9-alarm blaze in the Back Bay. Walsh was laid to rest yesterday.
Funeral services for Kennedy were held at the Holy Name Church in West Roxbury today, where Reverend John Ooney delivered the homily.
He was a prankster, someone said. He was a freewheeling spirit. He was always wanting to be there to help someone do the right thing. One guy said he was genuinely a man for others.
Joining us now is WBUR's David Scharfenberg, who was at the service today for Michael Kennedy. Hello, David.
Hi, Anthony.
So give us a sense of what the scene was like at the service today.
You know, attending two of these funerals in 2 days, you get a real kind of rich sense for the rhythm and pageantry of these events. Once again, you had thousands of firefighters in deep blue suits and white gloves lining the route. Again, as you said, we had a casket on Engine 33, that, of course, being from the Back Bay Firehouse, where both of these men served. This time, you had a U.S. flag draped over that captain, over that casket. Mr. Kennedy being a former Marine, and again, you had the same sequence of priests and officials speaking, including Mayor Marty Walsh, who spoke of a vibrant man and his contributions to the city.
Michael Kennedy made the world a safer place, a more decent place, and as friends have said to us, a more fun place. He went above and beyond the call of duty. Our duty is to preserve his memory and share his spirit. We must teach our young people his values.
So, David, Michael Kennedy was a Marine Corps veteran. He served in Iraq. He volunteered to help burn victims. He was among the first to respond to the Boston Marathon bombings last year. Also described as someone devoted to his family. He volunteered as a big brother for the past 7 years. I'm wondering if you got a chance to talk to many of the mourners who are out there about him.
I did. I spoke with a firefighter who came down from New Hampshire, a third-generation firefighter. He spoke of the brotherhood of the firefighters. He'd been to several of these funerals around New England before and said he felt compelled to come again today. I spoke with a local man who recalled a deadly fire in 2007 at a Chinese restaurant just down the street, that, of course, being the last fire to claim Boston firefighters. He said he had a real respect for the contributions that Firefighter Kennedy had made to Boston and to his community in particular. This, you have to remember, is a community that's just thick with firefighters and police officers, so it really hit home.
Hit home, right. And understandably, a very somber event, but I understand there were also sort of some, more lighthearted moments as Michael Kennedy was remembered by members of his family.
Yes, we heard a little bit earlier from Reverend Ooney and Mayor Walsh kind of alluding to Firefighter Kennedy's mischievous side. Later, Michael Kennedy's cousin, Davin, said that Michael never met a challenge he wouldn't accept from his work as a CrossFit trainer to his service in the Marines.
My cousin was a snowboarder, golfer, skydiver. He also played softball on the Firefighters Beer League, I'm sure, which his mom said was a lot of fun to watch, but his sister could throw better, so.
David, this has been a heavy 2 days for the city with a pair of funerals for two firefighters who died last week. Fellow firefighters, family members, friends, all affected by this. How do you think people out there are dealing with this?
Well, you could really feel a sense of kind of exhaustion in the air today. Reverend Ooney referenced it actually in his homily earlier. This has been a very long 2 days for the community, for the firefighters, for the city. And you could really feel the weight of that in the air today after two of these funerals.
All right. Well, that's WBUR reporter David Scharfenberg. He was covering the funeral of Boston firefighter Michael Kennedy of West Roxbury, who died last week, laid to rest today. In West Roxbury. David Scharfenberg, thanks so much.
Thank you.